I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you sound like you're postmenopausal. Am I right? Let me take a sniff.
I'm sorry?
Let me take a sniff. Yeah, you sound like you're postmenopausal. Are you? Are you older? Postmenopausal!
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid calling. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Carlito, hey, we're doing a show on Tuesday morning. We're doing this every once in a while. This is maybe the fifth one we've done this year so far, this summer. So far, we've been having a lot of fun with these late morning, early afternoon shows on the East Coast. It's a morning show, I suppose, if you're over west of the Mississippi. But I will be doing some prank calls here. I have a copy of the Sunday paper here in front of me. I've already gone through it and circled all the pertinent advertisements for jobs here. I'm going to be giving those guys a call and messing with them a little bit. We also have some numbers here. People have posted things for sale online, including a Jack Russell Terrier puppy. Someone has a new Kinect for the Xbox with two new games. Almost new, never hardly played with. Probably because you're a stupid, lazy asshole. Because you actually have to get up and move around. You see, I know I'm not going to do that shit. I'm not going to be sitting there moving around. Fuck that. If I'm going to play a video game. Call me old if you want. But fuck that. Every word I say is true. It started off with those stupid dance arcade machines. Now the guy is doing it in the house. Now you can't play games if you don't break a sweat. The fuck's that about? I'm thinking of you. Trying to be more. I keep it old school. Like Steve Harvey. Anyway, thanks for tuning in if you are. Not many of you are because we were having trouble with the audio feed over at madhouselive.com. But that is fixed now. Sorry this happens maybe once a month. The server software that I use for the station just starts bleeping and blopping. I have to reboot it a few times to get it to start working right. But hey, should be fixed for the rest of the month, I guess. I don't know. All right, let me take a look here at the paper. I want to call that Kinect number, by the way, motherfucker. I'm going to call that Kinect number. Full-time, first, second, and third shift for assembly. Hey, that's the kind of work my dad did. Call XYZ Engineering. We need experience in electronic assembly. All right. I'll prank them as my dad. Sounds good. Harness the power of Carlito Sr. here, real quick.
Good
afternoon. I'm an engineering. This is Craig.
Hey, good afternoon, Craig.
Yes.
How are you doing there, handsome?
I guess I need to know who I'm talking to.
Oh, this is Eddie, and I'm calling because I have experience in assembly with PC boards. I used to work for, you know, a company called Stromberg Carson in the 70s?
No, I don't.
They were bought by Siemens.
Okay.
They used to be called Advanced Distribution International Business Machines.
Okay.
And this was in Florida. I would take the PC board, and they would give it to us, and they said, put these in this order. And we made video phones that went to Puerto Rico, and that's where I'm from originally.
Okay. And could you give me your name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, this is Eddie. Eddie Cross.
C-R-O-S-S?
Yeah, hang on. I got a little bit. A little bit of gas here. All right. C-R-O-S-S, and it's E-D-D-I-E.
Okay. Where do you live now, Eddie?
I live here in Central PA. I don't like giving all the information out because I called them for a job once, and I had this pervert come to my house when I gave him my information.
That's the first I ever heard that one, but
yeah,
that's fine.
He was he was a pervert. I tell you, he came over and he said that he wanted to show me how to sell the vacuum cleaners and everything, you know? And he have you ever heard of Kirby vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, right.
He came over to show me, and then instead of trying to show me how to sell it, he was trying to get me to buy the stupid thing, you know? And I thought that the whole time he was, you know, giving an example of a sales, and at the end he said, you know, I had to take, you know, a checkbook out and all this, and he ended up selling me these two vacuum cleaners and a steam cleaner and a carpet shampooer, and I don't even have carpet.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was perverted then, like, after I got that, then he started saying, hey, you know, and he sat down, and he said, this is a nice couch, you know, this is a nice couch, he was saying, you know, and he started looking at the pictures of my wife and my children and my wife, and he said, wow, you have really nice looking wife, you know, she's very...
And all that came from a phone call about a job.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you got a really nice looking wife, really sexy wife, he said like that. I said, you have a sexy wife, you know, and he started like going, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. Well, and then he asked if he could have, he's like, oh, this is such a beautiful family, he said. It was a picture of me and my wife and my two kids, my two twins, and he was like, you mind if I take this one home with me, he said. Like that,
wow.
And everything. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was a pervert guy. Yeah.
So, Eddie, what experience do you have, and what are you looking for?
I told you I used the PCB boards, and I put things on it with the glue gun and with the soldering iron. I said that already.
Okay.
Damn it. What's your experience? What do you do? Kirby vacuums. Two vacuums, a carpet shampooer, and a steam machine.
Engineering, Masonda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, honey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I was just talking to a man there, and he like hung up on me, and he said a curse word. He thought he hung up the phone all the way, but it only like came off halfway. You know what I mean? And I could hear him still, and he said, God damn it, like that. And he said, F-U-C-K, asshole, he said about me, like that.
What?
I heard what he said. He slammed the phone down, but it didn't hang it up. The receiver stayed off for a little bit. And he said, God damn it, like that. And he said, F-U-C-K, like that, and S-H-I-T and everything. And he said I was an asshole, he said. He said, what an a-hole, like that. But he said, the asshole.
Can I have your name and your number?
This is Eddie. I'm not going to give my name because that man sounds like he's a pervert. Who else is answering the phone, honey baby?
I just answered the phone, so I'm not sure exactly who you were talking to.
You got like 50 people there or something? How many men are answering the phone there? Come on.
Okay.
Well,
did you need anything?
I'm asking you a question.
Did you need anything, sir? Can I help you?
I have a question. Who is the man I was talking to? Hello? Damn it! Hello? Put me on hold, huh? They did it. They actually did it that time. They thought they hung up and they didn't. They'll put on hold.
Thank you for calling. Your call is important to us.
On assignment, my ass. My ass is on assignment to kick their asses. Hey, guys. Thanks again for tuning in if you're making it live here. We started with zero listeners again because we had technical difficulties with our normal station. Well, I take that back. We had quite a few listeners on Cacti and on Blue Planet, about 70. And we're up to 86 now. So we're doing pretty good, guys. We're doing pretty good, man. I lost my pen. I gotta mark that down that I called it. Fuck! Where's the pen machine? Oh, my kitty cat's back there. Chloe. Hey, Chloe. What's up, you stinky-ass bitch? Sing it, Lenny. That was Assembly Electronic Machines. All right, now we go on to Automotive Bodywork Machine. Part-time bodywork. Very nice. Things got so bad until if anybody wants to join me, if you're listening and you want to jump in on Skype, if you're listening to this live on Tuesday, August the 6th, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. You can join us or join me. On the phone and I just can't get her the answer. And then I went to a house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. Hit me up on Skype. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered.
Hello.
Hey, what do you say there, big guy? I see you got automotive bodywork here.
You got what?
You got the damn automotive body part-time work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to do that kind of stuff. You got that position still open, damn it.
Well, who are you?
Oh, this is Eddie. How are you, buddy?
Eddie?
Yeah.
Is that the way you always apply for a job?
Oh, no, I'm on lunch. I can barely hear. I'm on my lunch break right now. I'm down at the goddamn diner, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a hell of a place to make a phone call.
Oh, yeah, well, I only get so long, and I got the diabetes, you know, and my sugar gets low. My sugar was low, so I came to the diner to get some pancakes to bring my sugar up, you know?
I see. Now, let's get back to business, Eddie. How much experience do you have?
I have 4 years experience with body straightening machines and the car machines, you know, and sanding and everything and putting the paint on the damn car, you know, reupholsterizing it and ordering parts and picking up the parts in my truck. I go to my truck, I turn it on and I put the gas and put it in neutral and I tell the people, get out of the way, you get hit, you know, you gotta tell them to move out of the way, honk your horn.
Where are you from, Eddie?
Originally, I'm from Boston. God damn, I can't hear you. God damn it, it's loud.
Well, then get another damn telephone.
It's your phone, and you got noise in the background.
Not my phone.
Yes, it is. What are you doing right now? Who are you, in the car?
What am I doing right now? Yeah, I'm in the car right now. I'm in the truck right now, Eddie.
And you put the window down? What happened?
No, I don't want to put the window down.
Did you turn the air conditioner on all of a sudden?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, hey.
Okay, yeah, you can paint. You can straighten. You know this is part-time work, Eddie?
I don't care. Whatever it is. Whatever,
Where do you live at?
I'm going to come down from Boston. I got family in the area. I got family in the area.
You're in Boston? You live in Boston?
I got family in the area. I'm going to move out there. I'm calling ahead. Jesus Christ. Freaking Spanish Inquisition.
Give me your phone number. Where can I reach you? Is this your cell phone, Eddie?
Yeah, call the system. You goddamn cell phone. These Asian people, these Chinese people, stole my phone. I went to get an Asian massage, and they told me to go take a shower, and they were going to come. I was going to get a massage, they said. They came to my hotel room.
All right. What's your phone number, Eddie? You don't have a phone, right?
I have the phone. Listen, I'm explaining to you. I have my cell phone and the number I knew, the cell phone number I have for 5 years, and I was in the hotel, and this Asian woman was going to give me a massage, and she said, take a shower first, and when I came out, the lights were off, and she stole my wallet and my cell phone. So now I got a new cell phone, and I don't know the goddamn number. I've had the worst freaking month, I tell you.
It sounds like it, Eddie.
And it's just August 6th, and now I'm here, and my blood sugar's low, and I'm talking loud.
Okay, Eddie. When are you moving down to this area, Eddie?
Well, whenever I can get, you know, work. So I'll come down and interview, and I'll stay in a hotel. You know, if you want to come by, we'll drink some beers.
Right now, we'd already filled that position. But But I can take your name and number, and if this gentleman doesn't pan out, I can give you a call back. If you'd like to call me back with your cell phone number, Eddie, when you find it, and give that to me, okay?
You son of a bitch. You said you got it on the ID.
Okay, so
you gotta
call me back with your number when you find it, Eddie. The position's been filled, okay?
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. We'll see you later.
What's the person's name? Oh, man. I want some fried chicken, you know what I mean? Why can't you get fried chicken delivered, motherfucker? Fuck. He ain't answering again. We got auto service technician. I may have called them. Looks a little familiar. General technician experience preferred. Current driver's license required. Must be 18 or older, pass drug test, and background test. It's supposed to be background check, not background test. What an idiot. Let me tell them that. Stupid. Cheap people, they put test instead of check. Because I think it has less letters, right? Do the math, guys. How many letters in test? How many letters in check? T-E-S-T-C-H-E-C. Yeah, they save money. One letter is worth. Cheap bastards. Do they even charge by the letter in the newspaper anymore?
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Callan speaking. I can help you.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I didn't think you were going to answer so fast. This is, I got a notice here. Auto service technician job.
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I've got a lot of experience with the stupid cars and stuff like that, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Have you worked at places before?
Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, I have. I worked for Firestone, and I was the manager at a Pep Boys once.
Okay.
All right, don't be...
Do you want to come in and fill out an application? Or?
Well, this says here to call if I had questions. Is it a problem that I'm calling?
No.
Coming. Come on. What was your name?
My name's Sam.
Sam, that's a man's name? That's a boy's name?
Excuse me?
That's a boy's name? Sam?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if it was Sam, Mantha, or Samanuel. All right, so I see here it says you have to pass drug and background test, right?
Correct.
Now, it's a drug test or a background check, you know? It's not a background test. What's a background test? You're going to test me on my background, or you're going to check my background? Like, you know. Come on, it's a good question. I got to know. Asshole. Sam. He's got a girl's name in his name. Kim.
Good afternoon, thanks for calling Calix Sand speaking. I can help you.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, I really need to find out. What I'm asking is, that are you going to test me on my background with auto mechanic technician machine, or are you saying you're going to check my background? Because which one is
check it? Your background, sir.
So it should have said background check, not test, right?
I guess I don't have it right in front of me, sir.
I can read it. I have it here right in front of you. If you don't believe me, it says pass drug.
I didn't say that. Listen, thank you for the call.
Why did you have them do it wrong? Oh, shit. I'm just going to call people out on how stupid their ads are, like that one. He's like, whatever. Actually, the first show that we did like this earlier in the summer, the first one, I think I told the guy that his ad was stupid because it was like three words. It was like business professional call and number. I was like, that's stupid. What's that say? Shit. Okay, guys, let's continue. Let's leave that guy alone. Maybe I'll call him later. I'll put a hash mark next to that, which means call back before we end the show. And that's Big Sam, Samantha. He said, is that a boy's name or a girl's name? And the tears would fill up. I love Powerade, motherfucker. How about you guys? You guys like Powerade? Let me know in the chat room. You like Powerade, assholes? Caregivers. We got two ads here for caregivers. Let's call the first one. These are people who are paid to clean the assholes of old people who are in the bed forever. Thank God that there's people who do this. I would appreciate it if I was in the hospital, you know, and I couldn't move, or in my bed and I couldn't move, and someone will come and put their fingers and clean my asshole with their fingers and everything, with gloves on, but still, you know, asshole.
Hello? Thank you for choosing 15.
How you doing, big girl? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, see here, you've got looking for caregivers to give care. All shits, car necessary, clean record.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how many do I have to clean exactly?
I'm sorry, how many what do you have to clean?
How many records do I have to clean?
I'm sorry, you're reading our ad?
Yeah, all shifts, car necessary, clean records. So I don't know how many records you have to clean, you know, or the 45s or what exactly, but I use vinyl. I have a special vinyl cleaner, and I use a special cloth. Not a terry cloth, a microfiber cloth. And I clean them, and I put them back in their sleeves. And I have an epoxy I can put on the records if they have any scratches and stuff like that.
No, we're meaning clean criminal background, like a clean
Oh yeah, that's all fine. Yeah, I can pass that. I just, you know, I used to be a radio executive for a while, and I was a radio engineer, and I used to clean all the records and the tape drives, and every week you would clean the hard drive, the tape drives, you know, and the microphones, you would service them, and you have to keep the records in order and everything, you know, and you have to have backgrounds for that. Yeah, I've got plenty of background with that. Yeah, and we had
Can you hold on? Can you just hold on for a minute, please?
Yeah, and I would, you know, go to the bathroom, and I'd, you know, put my girlfriend on the countertop sometimes, yeah.
I'm assuming you're not Teresa Bell's job, right?
Care is for the clean record, caregiver cleaning the records, yeah. I'm serious, yeah. I mean,
hold on.
Okay. Please.
Thank you for calling, Stud. This is Megan.
Mm. Yeah, was I just talking to you about the job?
No.
Who was that? A woman with attitude over there. Well, who was that?
I'm not sure.
Sounds like she's like a firecracker, that one, you know? That girl. Mm.
I'm sorry. Is there something else I can help you with?
Put her out with water. Who can I talk to about this caregiver's all shifts, car necessary for cleaning records? I've got experience using solvents and cleaning devices and machines to clean all types of records, and then I organize them after.
Okay. Are you talking about being a caregiver?
Yeah, it says here, all shifts, car necessary,
yep.
Clean mm-hmm. record. Yeah, I used to clean records all the time when I worked for IBM.
Okay, well, it's actually like light house duty, basically is what it is, light house cleaning.
Duty. duty.
I know. I'm like, wait,
duty.
That's not it. You know, like, and it's all non-medical.
We all have to take a duty sometimes.
Well, that's actually part of it. Personal care sometimes.
Oh, you get to clean the asshole and all that?
Yeah, will be required sometimes.
Do you get to wear gloves and stuff?
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Do you do that, or you just answer the phone, honey? I really like...
I actually am a caregiver, but I am working in the office today. So, I do that.
You sound like you got a nice little thing on you. I like you, you know? You like Chipotle? Everyone likes Chipotle. All sexy girls like Chipotle, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you like it?
Well, okay.
Yeah, you like it? You want to go to Chipotle?
No thanks.
Oh, I'll buy you a burrito bowl. It's got very little carbs. It's so good. And they got quesadillas and everything. Oh, so good. You get the chips and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, if for real, on the up and up, you know, we'll talk about caregiving. I want you to tell me everything about your interesting job, honey.
Okay, well,
Maybe
aren't you interested in the job?
Oh, I'm interested. Yeah, do you like clothes from Old Navy? Maybe we can go to Old Navy after, and I'll buy you a few outfits, or T-shirt or something, Old Navy shirt, some pajama pants if you want, you know, stretchy pants. I like sitting around after work in my stretchy pants sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that fun? You sit around with stretchy pants and light some candles and... You know, you have a Kindle? You have an Amazon Kindle? You ever have one of those? E-book reader?
No.
Maybe I'll let you check mine out. It's so cool. I can play Angry Birds on it, and I read my books and everything, you know, my novels.
Okay, well, are you interested in the job? Or?
Yeah, totally, no. Man. If I got to hang out with chicks like you, yeah.
Well, most of our clients are not people like me. They're... older.
Yeah, but we can hang out sometimes after work. We hang out, you know. We'll go to Chipotle together for lunch, you know. Can you train me? You know, you train me?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, man. Wow. Do you have a boyfriend?
I don't.
You don't?
Why? No.
That's awesome. Wow. I don't have
that. Has no. Okay. Yeah. So if you want to fill out an application, you can come into the office.
All right. I'll come and I'll see you. You know.
Do you know where the office is?
Let me see here. It says I need a car. It says Home Instead Senior Care. Yeah, I got it out here on Google. I found it already.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, honey. I'll come by. I'll bring you something. All right. I'll bring you a little something. You know,
okay,
I'll bring
have
you
a, day.
A little a burrito, you know, maybe I'll bring a nice outfit for you to try on. You sound like a dirty girl. Is her hair? Wow. Oh, I totally get that. Rory says, ask if I cannot wear the gloves. So that took a turn. That went from getting the one lady really pissy at me to the one who was kind of cool. I love you. All right, here's a different number for the same company. It looks like, and they have it listed as a separate office. So, okay. Here we go.
Said Senior Care, Lori speaking.
Yes, Lori, hi. Do you know Megan from the West Shore location?
No.
Why not?
Who's calling, please?
This is Eddie. Do you know Megan? Why you don't know her? Why?
I'm sorry, Eddie. I don't know who you are.
I order you to answer the questions. Oh, fuck.
Said Senior Care, Lori speaking.
Now, don't get snippy with me, little lady. I'm...
Senior Care, Lori speaking.
Hello, this is Bill, and I've never called before. How are you? she's too smart for that one. All right. Construction and labor. We've called these... have we called these before? We've called at least one construction and labor already. I don't know if this is the same one. Let's call them anyway. Come on, guys. Let's do it. I'm going to be getting up in a little bit and getting myself a sandwich for lunch because it's lunchtime here in Pennsylvania. That's something excited lined up for lunch hour. Prank calls.
Hello, I'm sorry. Hi, Alexa.
Fuck you. Try them again. I got caught chewing the gloves. Chewing the gloves. Milkman had a dog and he used to chew his condoms. True story. Shut the fuck up. The dog chewed Milkman's used condoms, not Milkman chewing the dog's condoms. That would make no sense, guys. Come on. Carpenter, like Jesus. Local modeling company. Modeling company. Looking for a carpenter with a minimum of 10 years experience in roofing. Siding and framing. Benefits available. The benefits are you get paid, and they've got and they've got a Coke machine in the main office you can use. You can buy stuff with. Someone at work tried to tell me, oh, anyway, our soda machines here are a company benefit. Like, how the fuck is it a benefit if I'm paying for it? Stupid. Company benefit. Yeah, it's a benefit to the company. They're getting a cut. My ass. Company benefit. The vending machines are our company benefit. Employee benefit. Yeah. I work with some really stupid people, man. I called them. I was like, you think that the vending machines that they have in the break room are an employee benefit provided to by the company we work for? Yes.
Thank you for calling.
That's seriously what this coworker of mine was absolutely 100% not wanting to hear any other side of it. It was like, yes. Okay. Okay, stupid. Stupid slug brain idiot dumbass. I don't think we're going to get a carpenter job call here. Sorry.
Thank you for...
Nope. All right, we'll move along then. We got a different carpenter job here. This one, you must have your own tools and truck and a desire to work. Salary determined by experience, skill, and work ethics. Lead carpenters with at least 5 years of field supervisory experience. Fuck, man. Talk about casting a narrow net. Ain't no one got time for that shit. A fucking company benefit would be if they were giving away free snacks, like Google. Fuck. Like, if you were with Google, where you can eat for free at the Googleplex, that's an employee benefit. Other than that, it's a business opportunity for the company and the guy that fills the vending machines. Stupid.
You reach CNZ Construction. Please leave your name.
Try them again. Sandwich time quickly approaching. Get ready. Satan begging me to do it. Call Mormons in a white devil voice. Okay, Satan, I got that on the big board. On the big board, motherfucker.
You reach.
Pranks and pooping go hand in hand, says Tabachi. I agree. I don't do the pranks, but I like listening to pranks when I'm shitting. And I listen to Aaron's show sometimes when I'm taking a shit at work, you know. And Corrupt and Tabachi both saying that, yeah, they got word of the show on Twitter. That's the best way, man. Whenever I'm going on live, I'm sure to I update Facebook every time with a message. Hey, going on live now. And I drop a link to the site. And I just drop my clipboard. I hope you guys are all having a great, blessed week so far. We are 0 for 2 with carpenter jobs. Anyway, I'm going to take that quick break I was talking about. Sorry, guys. I got to have something to eat for lunch. I didn't have breakfast. And I got to pee also. I'm always peeing, ain't I? I'm always in here. I got to pee.
I got to go. When? I have a UTI.
So anyway, here's a prank call called No Free Grand Slam for Jack. I'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes. I apologize for the wait. Stand by. Don't go anywhere.
569 for the craft of juice.
I'll buy the craft of juice and you give me the... Instead, give me the Grand Slam for free.
No.
I'll pay for the craft of juice, but you give me the Grand Slam.
No. Instead. No. That special ended at 2 p.m. this afternoon. There'll be no free Grand Slam giving.
Listen, that's right, everybody.
I was going to buy the craft.
No free Grand Slam giving. I'm back. Carlito is back. Let's continue with some more prank calls. Quickly. Well, there's still time. Here's another carpenter job. Let's see if they answer this time. Hey, big guy, how you doing?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Eddie. I see you got the carpenter's job. Need a tape measure and know the names and uses of hand tools.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Well, that's kind of rudimentary, right? Like, pretty elementary. Like, what am I going to be doing exactly? Just reading stuff and taking measurements?
No. What's your name?
No. It's Eddie. Eddie.
Are you currently working?
Mm-mm. No, I'm at lunch right now. I'm just eating lunch at home. I haven't been working for a while. Yeah. Hello?
Where do you live?
I'm here in Central PA. I'm a little wary of giving it out because I had a pervert come to my house once when I told him where I live. So did you fill this position yet? I'm sorry, I'm diabetic. My sugar's low. I had to eat something, you know?
Okay.
It's a good sandwich, too. I made it myself. I make a real good sandwich. Anyway, so are you accepting applications online or in person?
In person.
Okay. Well, interviews. I can't make an application first. Mm. Hello?
Yeah, you have to come down to the office and fill out an application.
Oh, you got a vending machine there?
Can you hold on a second?
Uh-huh. Where is this guy? Hey! I don't have all day. Crackers the Shark checking in. Prank Call Mania. Mr. Marine. Mr. Mime. That's a new one. Hello, Mr. Mime. Welcome. I'm going to call this guy back because he's taking too long. He'll just put me like that, waiting for a long time.
Hello, you have reached out, Scott. I'm sorry
I'm sorry too, stupid. We're moving on. We ain't got time for that. Here's the next one. Child care positions. Nah, I don't want to do child care positions. Here's a cleaning job. Evenings only. Top wages paid. Must have own car. Okay, here we go. Missing a number again. Mr. Typey Slippy Fingers over here. Must have typed it wrong. Trying again. Here we go. Work, motherfucker, work.
You have reached cleaning. Please leave your name and phone number so we can give you a call back.
Oh, shit. Kiss my ass. Trying again. All right, Satan, I'll call the stupid goddamn faggot Mormons. Fine.
You have reached the...
All right, here's the Mormons for Satan, who wants me to talk to the Mormons. All right.
No agents are available to take your call.
Great. Great number, Satan. Good thing you've been begging me for the last half hour to call that.
No agents are available to take your call.
Yay! Thank you.
Here's a little bit of white devil, so you leave me alone.
There you go. Let me know when that number's working again, Satan, and I'll give it a call. For now, I'm moving on. I got important shit to do. Construction and labor. Another construction job here. Lots of construction jobs. That's good. That means the economy's bouncing back. Here we go.
Vehicle waterproofing.
How you doing? I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of lunch right now. How are you?
Okay, how about yourself?
Okay, don't act like that. Jeez, I'm calling because you have a position for local waterproofing.
Okay, what can I do? What are you looking
well,
for?
It
you
said
just
if
looking
it
to
said,
fill out applications, send in a resume?
Well, don't start like that because it says here, big bold letters, phone number. It's the biggest thing in the ad, you know? I mean, I'll be like, I'm calling like I should just be doing something else, you know? Why don't you just put that in the ad if that's what I need to do?
Okay, They put the phone number information on there so you can call in. All I'm asking is if you would like to come in and fill out an application, if you're looking to send in a resume, so I know what information to give you.
I got this stupid address here. I could send that there, or do you have a fax? You know, you want me to fax it?
Sure, you can fax in a resume as well.
Give me a second. Let me take a sip of it. All right, let's finish my sandwich. Okay. If you wouldn't mind, honey, go ahead and give me that fax number.
Sure. It is 877.
Okay. Yes.
280.
Uh-huh.
223.
Okay, and do I have to hit pound after the send or what?
Not as far as I know.
Okay, you ready for the fax?
Whenever you're ready to send it, go ahead.
Okay, did it go through?
I can't answer that question. It'll take a few minutes. They actually come through to our email, and then we print them off.
Well, I just faxed it, though. Can you check the email now?
No, that's what I'm saying. It takes a few minutes to come through to our email.
But it says here, confirm. It says on mine, it says confirm, sent. It says I have a receipt right here. It says receive.
I get that. I understand what you're saying.
Oh, honey.
What
you
I'm
just,
letting you know
you don't
is
know
that
how,
it takes a,
you don't know how
it takes a few minutes for it to come through to our email, and as soon as it comes through, we'll print it off.
Listen, I know computers, and I'm a man. Trust me, honey. I know you don't know how computers and machines work, honey, but when I have the paper here that says receive, that means receive with time and date.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and let you know. I know plenty about computers, and I'm not trying to be mean, but you're being very condescending and ignorant right now. And I'm letting you know exactly how things work here, and I know plenty about computers to know enough of what I'm telling you is true, and you know it's true, and I also know how our computer systems work because I work here every day. So I'm letting you know it's going to take a few minutes for that to come through to us, and as soon as we get it, I will print it off for them, and I will let them have it and see it, and they can check over it, look at your qualifications, and as soon as they do that, if they like you, they'll call you and they'll let you know.
That's nice, honey. Now, how much, if you know about computers, how much RAM does your computer have right now?
That's none of your business.
Oh, so you don't know. You just don't know how much RAM your computer has. So you don't know that much about computers, not like me.
I know plenty about computers. What I'm telling you is that it's not your business to know that information. I'm not going to get into this with you. And I don't have time, actually, to stay on the phone with you because I have a job to do. So I'm going to let you go.
Honey, baby, can you check your computer, stupid woman, and see if it came in yet? Do you know how to use a computer?
I'm going to go now. Thank you for calling. You have a good day.
Hit F5, honey. sexism in the office, please. Gotta love it. It's none of my business how much RAM her computer has. Watch out, I could use that against her. None of my business. All right. Taking a look here. We got bakers and cooks. Bakers and cooks, $11.50 to $12.50 an hour. Third shift, high school diploma or GED required? What's a GED? Let's call and ask him what GED is. I have a GED. Like, oh yeah, I have GED. I got GED. I got like two GEDs. Bullshitting my way through the question. I have both of those. I got my GED like a year after my high school diploma.
For calling the staffing companies. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, please enter it now or remain on the line and your call will be transferred to our receptionist.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling GFC Staffing Company.
Yeah, hi. I saw here you have bakers and cooks must have experience for $11.50 to $12.50 an hour, third shift.
What is your name, sir?
This is Eddie, Mr. Eddie Cross.
Eddie, what is your last name?
Cross. Cross, C-R-O-S-S. I didn't catch your name. You didn't tell me what your name was.
I did. I said, good afternoon, Mrs. Judy. How may I help you? Who is yelling? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry?
The person you need to talk to is Tony, and she's out to lunch at the moment, so may I put you into her voicemail?
Sure. Where does she go to lunch to? Chipotle? Maybe I can meet her down there.
I'm sorry, what?
Does she go to lunch to Chinese buffet or Chipotle or something? Maybe I run into her, you know?
I have no idea where she goes to lunch.
So that's,
sir?
That's Tony Ray, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I already talked to her. Hello.
Who is making the noise, sir? I have a difficult time hearing you.
I don't know. My kid's playing Nintendo DS. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But he's downstairs. I don't know how you could hear him.
Well, I can hear him very easily.
Stop.
Okay. Would you like Tony's voicemail?
Hang on. Albert! All right, yeah, when will she be back, you think? Like in an hour, honey?
I have no idea. I don't even know when she went to lunch or where she went.
God damn, you guys really don't have it organized there. I'll give a call back, okay?
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
What the fuck was that about? About 4 weeks ago, I called about this FedEx ground shipping job. Give them a call back. What do you say there, guys?
calling the FedEx Ground and Flatline. We are currently accepting applications. Debbie, here?
Please wait.
Yeah, this is the place where I said I was like, shut up, nigga. What's up, nigga?
FedEx Ground is Kathy.
Yes, I'm calling about the FedEx Ground job positions. You got qualifications, and you put your phone number here so I could ask questions. I hope that's not a problem.
Okay. You need to take to talk to
who?
Human Resources. Hold on, I'll transfer you, okay?
Oh, yeah. Cracker's a shark in the chat room looking to collect money for his ice cream recipe. Careful, guys.
You have reached Terry in the HR department at FedEx Ground. Debbie, please wait. FedEx Ground is Kathy.
What's going on, Kathy? I'm trying to talk to Human Resources, and they don't pick up the phone over there.
Okay.
So frustrating.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. Are you transferring me? Jesus.
You've reached the voicemail box. Debbie Beard, please wait. FedEx Ground is Kathy.
Hey, you said you're going to take care of it, Kathy. What's going on here?
I didn't say anything about it. I said I was going to transfer you.
Evidently, there's nobody available in Human Resources. The way you said it was like, I got it, Eddie. You're going to talk to somebody. That's the voice tone you gave me. You get put me up for an expectation. All right? When do they come back? What's going on? Are they sleeping at the wheel? Are they painting the office? What's going on?
Hold on. Let me see if I can get someone. I'm going to put you on hold a minute, okay?
Walk over there, for God's sake. Get off your ass. Walk over there. All right, I'll be right here. Useless. All right, we'll wait here for this. You dumbass. You didn't hang up. You didn't hit transfer.
FedEx Ground HR, this is Lori.
First of all, that woman I was just talking to, she went to transfer the phone, and I heard her hitting the beeps because she forgot to hit transfer first, you know?
Okay.
What does she do there? What's her problem? She's, like, got epilepsy or something?
I'm sorry, who am I talking to?
I'm calling about the... Oh, my name is Eddie. I'm calling about the package handler position.
Okay.
Yeah. 11:50 an hour. Sounds good now. How many positions are there? I mean, am I in trouble because I didn't call yesterday? You think I can still get in that ass right now?
We take applications Monday through Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Oh, it's like a big revolving door over there, huh?
No, that's our time.
Yeah, but people coming in, coming out, you know, like all the time. Like everyone riding the elevator, just like your mom. Everyone rides the elevator. Everybody rides her mom. I got tired of that. Kathy's funny. That lady, not so funny. Kathy's hilarious, because I keep making weird grunting, screaming noises at her, for fuck's sake. All right, here's, we got several positions open here, guys. Bilingual receptionist, package shipping warehouse, bookkeeper, order selection, forklift positions, benefits data analyst, and general labor. General labor. That means basic work. What does that tell you? What's general labor? Tell me, guys. Tell me. Here we go. Calling in just a moment. Here we go. Satan, the fucking Mormons don't answer. What the hell? Shut up. Stupid.
Welcome to Staffing. This is Melissa. How may I help you?
Hey, damn it. I'm looking here. You got several positions open.
Okay, have you registered with us before?
No!
Would you like to schedule time to come in and fill an application?
Well, it says here that I can call if I have questions before that, all right? Is there a problem?
No, there's no problem. How may I help you?
Well, you got general labor here, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? That's like, you know, basic working or, you know, general labor. Everything's labor. You're doing labor right now, sitting there being pretty. I mean, what exactly does this entail?
Are you on the website looking at the job description?
I'm in the newspaper. That's a computer, honey, that you're using. That's a mouse, honey. I said newspaper.
I apologize. I did not hear what you said at first.
Oh, honey. Well, you're looking on the computer. Why? I said newspaper. I know that you don't know how to, you know, use computers perfectly.
I'm sorry?
You don't know very much about computers and machines. You know, and you might not know much. You see, a newspaper is like this paper that you can buy that has printing and colors on it and pictures and words, and you can read, and there's a section called classifieds on it.
Sir, I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me. I'm more than happy to help you. However, again, I don't appreciate your tone.
Oh, I didn't know if you, I was just making sure you know, because I know, like, some of you younger girls.
Yes, and like I said, I apologize. I did not hear you the first time when you said newspaper.
Some of you younger girls only have, you know, iPhones and stuff, you know.
Okay, I think this conversation is over. Thank you.
No. Classifieds. Try her again.
Welcome to Asking Mr. Shaw. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, I was talking to that young little girl over there. You know who that is?
We don't have any young little girls at work. I mean, there's a Melissa here.
Yeah, she's like an old fat broad or something.
I'm sorry?
Is she like an old fat broad? I said young little girl, so you're saying she's not? She's an old fat girl? Old fat woman?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you sound like you're postmenopausal. Am I right? Let me take a sniff.
I'm sorry?
Let me take a sniff. Yeah, you sound like you're postmenopausal. Are you? Are you older? Postmenopausal! Get that woman her osteoporosis fucking vitamins, motherfucker. All right, Satan, sending in a number for Mormons in Orlando, my former hometown. Are these the Mormons that were blocking the right-of-way? They had control of the right-of-way. They wouldn't give it up for the new high-speed rail in Orlando because they're a bunch of assholes on fucking undeveloped land that they own.
This is
simple. Hey, listen. Are you the Mormons who are blocking the right of way for the train that is gonna go to the airport from Miami?
I don't think so.
Who are those people that live on some ranch? What's that all about? I don't trust Mormons on a ranch. What's that? They're, you know, doing all kinds of weird rituals and underwear and sexual organs out. What's that about?
I don't think we do that kind of stuff.
You don't have anything like that where you say John Smith and he...
Nope, not at all.
He fathered...
You got that from the wrong people. I'm sorry. You got the wrong information about ours.
He fathered 42 babies. He was a pervert and he had a lot of sex and masturbation.
Is there any point to our conversation here, sir?
Yes. John Smith had 42 children. That means he ejaculated inside of the women and everything, right? Like, he didn't wear condoms. He had...
Can you hold on a second, please?
Don't put me on hold forever. Here's the sexual organ right there. Call back because we're on super hold. We're on the hold of death.
This is the Orlando, Florida Temple.
I don't need to be put on hold like that. What were you trying to do?
I'm trying to get somebody to talk to you, sir.
Is it a man, at least?
Please leave a message. Thank you. Begin speaking after the tone. You are being transferred to the operator.
Operator.
Orlando, Florida Temple. This is Brother Bolter.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Doing good. How are you?
Oh, damn it. I'm telling you, I was talking to some woman there who answers the phone. You know who I'm talking about?
And okay, what can I help you with?
She said she's going to put me through to someone to talk to, and you know how women don't really know how to use the telephone and stuff. So she put me through to a voicemail, and I had to hit zero to talk to you. What are you doing there? What's up with you? How you doing?
Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, I was, you know, calling about becoming a member, but I have some questions.
Okay, well, I would encourage you to contact the missionaries.
Well, listen to me, sir. John Smith, right? He had 42 children. That means when he had
sir,
sex,
thank you for your time.
He ejaculated. Echo.
Echo.
We got to put on super echo there, yeah.
Orlando, Florida Temple, this is Brother Bolter.
John Smith was the founder, right?
Hey, sir, I can tell when someone's serious and someone isn't.
Hey,
I would
God
be more than happy to talk to
God
you if you're
you.
Serious.
God bless you. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I
you
love
too.
I love you.
You have a good day.
I love you, brother. Please don't. I thought if I said God bless you, it'd work like when your mom is about to spank you and you say I love you, mom, and she stops. Didn't work there. Alright, Satan, I did your call. Leave me alone. Stop posting in the chat room about the Mormons. And whoever's asking about calling Jehovah's, I don't have a number for the Jehovah's. What are you talking about? Get with it, man. Let's call back on the baking and cook one, where we had just had a tete-a-tete, but I said I was going to call back after lunchtime. Maybe these people are back.
Thank you for calling these staffing companies. If you know the extension of the first...
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling...
Yes, I was looking. I was calling back. You had told me to call back to see if the people were back from lunch.
Okay, it might not have been me, but who are you looking for?
Well, I'm calling because of these bakers and cooks that must have the experience, really big letters.
Oh, okay. Yes, that would be the recruiter, Tony. I'll try from...
Yeah, I talked to Tony Ray already, and I'm supposed to call Tony Ray back, and I don't know what the stupid problem is.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you then. If you've already spoken to her, that's the only person I can suggest you talk to about it.
First, she said to call back, and when I call back, everyone's like, she's out to lunch, she's out getting her hair and her nails done. Is she there now?
Can I have your name, please?
This is Eddie! Eddie?
Eddie?
Eddie.
What is your last name?
Cross.
Okay. Well, she's not available right now.
When does she come back?
It's him. One moment, please.
It's him.
Hi, this is Jessica. How can I help you?
Hey, Jessica, I'm seeing here that you have bakers and cooks positions available.
Yes?
I invented the cornbread cake. It is a wedding cake made out of cornbread.
Okay.
It's nice and
warm. So you are an experienced baker?
Yeah, obviously I invented the cornbread wedding cake. Hello.
Okay, great. So could you please email me your resume?
Now, yeah, I wanted to let you know, first of all, I'm really qualified. I do have a high school diploma. I don't have a problem with third shift. And I do have a GED. Also, I got my GED. It only took me a year after my high school diploma. I've got GED experience. I got my GED, like I said, less than 12 months after graduating high school. And I'm hoping to renew my GED here in a few weeks again.
So if you send me your resume, I would be happy to review that and reply to you.
Okay.
Let me give you my email address, please.
Is it staffing.com?
Let me give you my email address. It is the letter J.
And then,
it's hello? J as in?
J-A-S-I-N-S.
Mm-hmm.
So it's jassinjaffing.com.
No, sir. The letter J.
J as in Jessica. Jessica. J mm-hmm. as in. All right, so J-S-N-J-E-S-S.
So I don't find this amusing, so my time is valuable. If you would like to cooperate with me here, I'll give you my email address and you can send me your resume.
I don't find it amusing either that I'm running out of unemployment and you damn Republicans taking away all our rights.
Okay, so I'm sorry, this conversation is over. See, will not help you in your employment search. Please do not call again. Thank you.
I command you to take my information. All right, guys, I have been banned from JFC staffing. It's him. Free computers, says Ted. Okay. Being loud with those, I'll stop doing that. My neighbor's gonna be like, what the fuck? They got a brand new baby girl downstairs. She's like 4 weeks old, and I'm sitting up here yelling like a fucking maniac. Poor thing. Gotta behave, guys. Okay, we got custodian here. Custodian job? That's for school, though. No, never mind. Customer service needed immediately. Strong-minded individuals needed for our telephone contacting department. Experience helpful but not necessary. We need hard-working people machines, dependable people machines for our location. $10 per hour. Wow, that's shitty. Full benefit package and liberal bonus. So they have a bonus for liberals. I just want you to know, I don't think it's fair that they have a bonus program and it's only for people who are liberals, registered Democrats. That's not fair. That should be illegal. Don't you guys think so? The number down. Oh, there it is. Thank you everyone again, once again, for tuning in on our three Shoutcast radio stations over at madhouselive.com. We're also at phonelosers.org on the Live Prank Call Network, and we're also at blueplanetprankradio.com or .net, and that's Blue Planet Prank Radio. Thank you, Ted Webb, for having us. God, that's loud.
Hello, thank you for calling us for Kruger.
Fuck. Asshole. All right, that's his message. Here's customer relations for $20 an hour, full and part-time, local distributor for international manufacturer, rather. Now expanding and has openings in our customer relations department. No experience required. Sounds like an Amazon thing, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Could be anything. Could be the Swans company, you know, the Schwans. What's that? The guys in the trucks to drive around selling ice cream and frozen meatballs. Or maybe it's Kirby. Kirby. Kirby Vacuum.
Thank you for calling. This is Christina.
I used to sell Kirby vacuums.
Okay. How can I help
you? You got jobs here. Yeah. How unprofessional. Customer relations for $20 for one part-time?
Yep.
All right. What? Well, it says international manufacturer. Now, who is this? IBM? What's going on?
This is Rainbow.
Rainbow?
Yep.
The Rainbow Coalition?
Yep.
They're for the right to marry men and same-sex marriages?
I'm sorry?
For same-sex marriages?
I'm not sure where you're getting that, sir. I'm sorry.
Same-sex marriages, Rainbow.
No, like the Rainbow Cleaning System.
Oh, yeah? So the Rainbow Cleaning System, is that Kirby crap, that Kirby shit?
It is not Kirby, no.
It's the same company.
No, it's not the same company as Kirby.
These Kirby people came to my house, and the guy said he was going to offer me a job, and all he did was come over to show me how the vacuum works, and he wanted me to buy one. And then
we're not Kirby, sir. We don't deal with Kirby whatsoever.
He said that the vacuum was so good you could put your sexual organs in it and everything, he said. He was saying...
Thank you for calling Access. How can I help you?
Is this for that Rainbow thing?
Yes.
Did you know Rainbow? You remember Punky Brewster, the cartoon? At the end of the Rainbow, there was that morph, that guy that looked like Snarf from Transformers, for the Thundercats, and he got lost. He was from the end of the Rainbow.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so listen, this guy came over to sell me Kirby vacuums, and I got really into it, man. Then I started selling Kirby vacuums. I used to tell people you can put your sexual organs in it and everything. Is the Rainbow thing, is it a steam cleaner, or what does it do, honey?
Sir, can you please stop calling?
Shut up! You don't tell me what to do. I don't take orders from women. Shut up! You heard, the other one was in the background. I heard her saying Kirby. Kirby this, Kirby that. Is that the Kirby guy? He said the Kirby people can.
Thank you for calling. This is Christina.
Kirby, you know? That's the Dyson is the best vacuum ever made.
Okay, sir? Yeah. This is not Kirby. This is not Dyson. This is Rainbow. I need you to stop calling, otherwise I will call the authorities, okay?
If you're not Kirby and you're not Dyson.
Please stop calling.
Are you Red Devil? You suck.
Please stop calling or else I will let the authorities know, okay?
Why?
Because this is on the lines of harassment. Thank you very much. Do not call again.
Can I talk to... They know who I am. On the lines of harassment. That's what we're calling on. You have the harassment line. Very good, honey. Very good. Okay. Delivery. Deliver phone books. That job will never go out of style. Work your own hours. Have insured vehicle. Must be at least 18 years. Okay, let's do it. Let's deliver some phone books. Phone books. Oh, boy.
Hello, you've reached deliverthephonebook.com. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time during this message. For a company directory, please dial pound. To sign up for phone book delivery...
One moment, please.
Thank you for Chris Johnson speaking. Please hold.
Why?
It'll just be one moment.
How long? Fucking Dyson vacuum, man. It's got a ball in it. It's awesome. You can put your sexual organs in that. Whew. Blow your mind.
Thank you for holding and help you.
Hey, why you said it was only going to be like 10 seconds. It was like a long time.
I was leaving a message.
What were you doing?
Who is calling?
You were leaving a message?
How may I help you?
I'm calling about the delivery job for the phone books. That's the job.
What city and state?
That's a job that'll never go out of style.
Gotcha. What city and state? Okay. Have you delivered for us before?
No, it says no experience required.
Correct. I'm just asking if you have delivered for us before.
You're a real piece of work.
Thank you, sir. We do have deliveries going on. Our next orientation is Thursday, August 8th at 10 a.m.
They teach you how to throw the stupid books out of the window and everything.
Yeah, they go over everything at orientation.
Yeah, do you do that? Do you like doing that with the phone books?
Do we what?
Do you like doing that with the phone books? Come on.
Do I like doing it with the phone? No, sir.
You don't like throwing them? What do you? You sit there in your nice little...
What we do from here is we schedule for an orientation. Are you interested in delivering?
Yeah. Are you at a desk or a cubicle or an office? You're not...
Like I said, our next orientation we have is Thursday, August 8th at 10 a.m.
I bet you...
Would you be interested in attending an orientation at that time?
I bet you don't even have a cubicle. I bet you just got like a desk next to everyone else. You suck. You don't even have an office or a cubicle of your own. You just sit there. Is there someone sitting right behind you on the phone too? You got no, you don't even have a good job, man. You just got sitting there on the desk.
Waiting for the receptionist to answer the phone. So I can talk about doing the phone books. Phone books out the ass of my truck. Alright.
Let's continue here. Wrapping things up here because it's 1:30. I got to get to sleep because I got to work tonight. Foster care loving families needed. Nah, I'm not going to mess with that. Education, it says really big. Upper school district, elementary teacher. No, it's stupid. I don't want to do that either. No thanks. Thanks, but no thanks, guys, okay? Direct marketing agent, now hiring, 1265, over to start, all ages 18 and up. Let's see what else we got here. No manual labor, that's good. And fun, what is it? Fun something, I circled it and I wrote over it. Fun something atmosphere. Fun team atmosphere, okay, there we go. Fun team atmosphere. Here we go. Call to schedule an interview. Okay, faggot. I'll do that. Okay, faggot.
Okay, faggot!
Thank you for correction. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now or dial 0 for operator. Thank you. Please wait a moment.
You're going to love working with us.
There's someone selling a Star Wars pachinko game.
Construction.
Wow.
Hello, we are not available now. Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks for nothing, woman. I'll crumple that up and throw it out to the side because I'm done with that. There's a number here regarding a job fair. We can call for more details. Job fair, that doesn't do it for me. Let me think about it. Hairstylist. Full-time or part-time, you must know the tricks of the trade and have experience. And we got two different phone numbers that we are allowed to dial here to inquire about this hairstylist job. Here we go.
Hi, this is Beverly Salon.
No answer there. I'm going to go through some requested pranks here that have been sent. First off the list is going to be the Jehovah's Witnesses, which was sent in by Mr. Marine. Jehovah's, the Kingdom Hall. We have their website, the Bridalwood Kingdom Hall, it says. Okay, and there is also a number for an all-occasion floral. But let's do the Kingdom Hall. What do you say? Again, wrapping up here very shortly. If you have requested pranks, I would suggest you hold on to those. Keep those close to the chest. Hold on to them. Do not send them in. Save them for Thursday night show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can send them, but I won't get to it yet. I'll save it until then. I got this and one or two more that got requested already, and that's it.
Greetings. You've reached the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses.
No answer there. Went to their voicemail system. We'll try again.
Greetings.
I hit zero. Okay, sorry, no Jehovah's. We'll try the Central Mormon number, which was sent in by Mr. Mime, in accordance with Satan in our chat room. We're both asking us to call the Central Mormon national number for prayer and assistance and information on Mormonism and Xanadu and all that stuff, the level 5 Thetan and all that.
Sorry, no agents are available to take your call.
Yay, stupid people! Hey, Mr. Mime, I tried your phone number. It didn't work. Satan sent in the same one. They are not answering. They are not answering. Sorry, guys. We'll try the floral one then from Mr. Marine, and that'll wrap up his last request. I'm guessing that is a he because it does say Mr., but you never know these days, you know, with your Madonnas parading around in man pants and stuff. Jesus. Lady Gaga's. Lady Gaga's breaking out of eggs.
I'm Paul.
Hey, you got them flowers, honey. I like to make a request for a bouquet. I just want a dozen flowers ordered.
Yes.
Okay. A dozen.
A dozen roses.
Yes, a dozen roses. Take it easy. A dozen roses. And then I have a... Do you guys do the card and we'll take a message to write on the card?
Yes, we do.
Can I give you that message now?
Okay, sure. Do you want to start with who they're going to go to?
They're going to go to my daughter. She's 19 years old today, and she's at work. And I'll give you that message, please. I really want to give you the message.
Okay, give me the message now.
All right, Robin, sweetie, pull down your PJs. Daddy's coming in with the Vaseline. Did you get that part?
Robin, sweetie, hold on to your...
No, Robin, sweetie, pull down your PJs.
Got it.
Daddy's coming in with the Vaseline.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
Last night, we was in the shower. Your butt cheeks was...
No.
Your butt cheeks...
Joke.
No, serious. It's my daughter.
Okay, give me her name first.
Robin Ophelia. And then the message is, Robin, sweetie, pull down your PJs. Daddy's coming in with the Vaseline. Last night when we was in the shower, your butt cheeks was warm. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I put a chunk of Vaseline on the tip of my dick.
Okay. You know what? I can't do a message like that.
Come on, please, please. It's for her birthday, please.
You've got to be kidding me. What? I don't think that I want to handle the order.
Please, please. Just help me, please. It's for her birthday. She's upset at me about last night. No?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll find some. Do you know someone else who might do it?
No, I don't.
Can you recommend anybody?
I mean,
no?
All
right, asshole.
No, it's not that. It's just...
What? You get horny or something? It's just a joke. What's your name?
No. Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no, sweetie. Pull down your PJs. Okay, she's gone. That's a tribute to Ham Hands Bill from the Howard Stern Show. And here's that prank call that I just based that off of.
We had Ham Hands Bill on the air with us yesterday. A lot of positive email. Everybody likes him, wants me to give him an hour show to see how that works out. And the boys got him back in the studios yesterday to make a phony phone call. Here's some more Ham Hands Bill if you can't get enough of him.
Good morning, first.
Yeah, good morning. I need a message on flowers. You deliver flowers?
Yes, we do.
2 dozen flowers.
You want 2 dozen roses?
Well, first, I need to tell you a message on the flowers, please.
Okay, and the message?
Robin Sweetie.
Robin Sweetie.
Take off your PJs.
Take off your PJs?
Yes. Daddy is coming in.
Take off your... Wait, hold up.
All right.
PJs.
Yeah.
Daddy's coming in.
With the Vaseline.
With what?
With the Vaseline.
Is this a joke?
No. Please. This is my daughter.
Coming in with...
With the Vaseline. Now, one more line.
Okay.
When we was in the shower, your butt cheeks was warm.
Hang on, I'm still writing.
Okay. Can you please read it back to me?
Okay, this is Robin Sweetie. Take off your PJs. Daddy's coming in with the Vaseline. When we was in the shower, your butt was warm?
Your butt cheeks. Butt cheeks. Butt cheeks.
Oh, your butt cheeks.
Yes.
It's warm. Okay.
Yes. One more line.
Okay.
I put a little bit of Vaseline on the tip of my dick.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna put messages.
Please,
like this
I pay double. Please.
No. I can't do this. This is obscene.
It's my daughter, please.
This is you're talking about your daughter.
Yeah, but she's over 18. Just turning.
I don't want to hear this. This is no. I'm sorry. I cannot do this, sir.
We play games. She just turned 18.
No, thank you.
We play games. That almost went word for word exactly as the prank called it. That was pretty good. I had fun with that. That's one of my favorite pranks. Ham Hand Bills is freaking hilarious. And that goes out to him.
Robin Sweetie.
All right. There you go, Mr. Marina. Hope you enjoyed your floral request. Got to it for you. Glad to have a happy customer. Corrupt Corruption, good friend of the show going back many years, who's in the chat room also, sent in a pizza place in Massachusetts. Also sent the link for the menu. Thank you, that helps out. He recommends a Jack Masterson call. I don't have a
Sharpie. Let me check.
All right, I've got a highlighter. I'll give it a shot. I'm not in the mood to do Masterson, but I'll make you happy. I'll do something that you're requesting, because I'm like that. I am a good person. I am a friend.
Quick delivery.
Hey, I'm seeing you got Wolf's Pizza here. I wanted to make a pickup order. You know, where you come in and I say what I want and pick it up?
Yep, yes. You want to place order for pickup?
Pickup, I said.
Okay.
I want one large pepperoni pizza.
All right, hold on one sec. Can I have a name for the order?
What do you mean? Oh,
a name for the pickup?
Eddie.
Okay, a large pepperoni. What else would you like?
Hold the cheese.
I'm sorry, you gotta speak up a little bit, the phone's kinda quiet.
No cheese.
On the pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, so just sauce?
No sauce,
no cheese on pizza?
Yeah, no crust. Come on. I'm trying. I don't like it. Pizza places get pranked. They get pranked so much that, I don't like doing them much. Pizza places, strip clubs, and adult novelty stores. I don't like pranking because they get the brunt of prank calls out there from...
What else? Pick
yeah,
delivery.
Yeah, can you... Come on, really. Just help me out with that. I've got a gluten allergy, okay?
I'm sorry. The phone died, I think. I can't... You have to speak up. It's real quiet.
I have a gluten allergy, all right? I wanted a large pepperoni pizza, I said...
Okay, pizza has flour in it, though.
So. Yeah, well, that's why I said hold the crust.
Well, you know, we can't hold the crust. It's all the same dough.
Well, just make the pizza, but with no crust. It's just like not doing the cheese or the sauce. You just don't do the crust.
Okay, but the crust is the same as the dough. If I cut off the crust, or if I don't make the crust, then we just use the same dough. It's still going to have flour in the dough.
Well, just do the pepperoni, then.
Just do the what?
How many? Yeah, just do a handful of pepperoni in there and then give it to me in a cup or something, I guess. I don't know. And some garlic butter on top. It's gluten-free. I can't have the cheese that's got gluten in it. You got all the monosodium glutamate in it.
All right, well, you know, the dough has gluten, the cheese has gluten, so what, all you want is a handful of pepperonis?
Yeah, just a few pepperonis, you know, roast them there, you know? Do you have any potatoes, any fries?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You have any potato fries?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's going to have gluten in it, too.
No, potatoes don't have gluten in them. You're stupid.
Is it?
This is Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah. There's no gluten in potatoes.
Yeah, but we have batter on our fries.
Oh, damn, man. Damn, yo. I'm going to have to kick someone's ass. You know? I don't know what to do with that. I got to kick someone's ass. This is the only thing I could pull out of my ass to corrupt. Sorry, man. I'm losing gas here. Getting tired. Been up since last night. Working, getting home, doing prank calls. Fun and all, not complaining. Love being here with you guys. Love entertaining you kids. But hey, I got shit to do too. The Ted sent in a number for a Ron Cook, 45 years old, needs to have his membership to the country club terminated due to member complaints about his behavior and his daughter, aka 23-year-old girlfriend. Okay, looks like someone's sending in an inside prank call. That's always fun to do. So let's go ahead and do that, guys. We're going to call Big Ron Cook and terminate his membership because he's coming in with who he says is his daughter and it's his 20-something-year-old girlfriend. What a pervert. He could be the father, you know? He could be the father. We're going to complain that it's too young and too old to be together and that they're kissing and talking and people are talking.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
I'll try it again.
Your call has been forwarded.
Damn it, that was going to be great. Sorry, he didn't pick up. I was totally going to go for that. That would have been excellent. Oh, well, sorry, the Ted. Maybe he'll answer next week. I'll hang on to that. I'll put a star next to that one and hang on to that, okay? You all do the same thing. If you're here next week, if I'm doing a show next afternoon, next Tuesday morning afternoon, send it to me again or remind me, and I'll do it, okay, buddy? All right, man. Yeah, you got it. What time is it? 1:52. All right, maybe one or two more. Maybe one or two more. Not requests. I got numbers. Let me get to these here. Knock them out. I will take care of it. We have a pharmacy, photography, Life Touch. We already messed with them a few weeks ago. We do have Bath Fitter and Kitchen Saver looking for experienced mall and event marketing reps. Training available for those who qualify. I think that's when you go to the mall and there's like a shower and a tub set up there in a glass case and there's a guy sitting and he keeps going up to say, "Hey, you want to redo your bathroom?" I think that's what this is. I don't know if that's all over the country. I know when I lived in Orlando 2 years ago, every mall had that. And when I moved up here to Pennsylvania, every mall up here has it. So I'm making a presumption that's a well-known thing across the United States of America. That's just me. Maybe not our UK and Australian listeners, but hey, here we go. Bruno, I'm not going to call Bruno at the French Hotel because everyone else...
Thank you for calling. This is Robin.
Yeah, are you the people that got the in the mall the kiosk that's like a toilet sitting in the shower and the toilet and in the mall on the middle of the floor and the tiles and everything?
Yes, we have a kiosk in the mall.
It's like a toilet, and then the guy, he says, "Hey, sit on the toilet and feel how good the toilet is," and everything like that.
No, there's no toilet.
Well, can I bring in a toilet? I'll tell people you sit on the toilet. She's in a milkman mood, not playing games. Try it again.
Hi, you please assassin.
She won't answer again.
Yes, sir, this is a business number.
Okay, and I was calling because you put an ad, a business ad, requesting people to call in, so what's the problem? Don't get uppity with me.
You were talking to me about toilets and wanting to bring a toilet into the mall.
Okay, well, you are...
Not professional. It's a kiosk that we have, and it's just a bathtub.
Oh, so...
There's no toilet.
Yeah, but people get naked in the bathtub and stuff, and I'm not saying anything about that. It's got a lot of sexual tension here. You know, I think it'd be more appropriate to have a toilet there. It's natural and clean.
Well, I mean, our showroom does have full bathroom displays for people to see. However, we don't display them in the mall.
And you have a toilet there? I'm just really into this toilet thing, guys. Oh, shit. Really into the toilet question. I gotta get it out. Jesus. Okay, let's... fuck it. Let's call her again, guys. Let's call her again.
Hi, you think, but please leave me your name, number, and a detailed message, and I will return your call. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hello. This is Eddie.
And, this is Eddie. I'm here in the toilet right now, and I'm just going to show you that I know how to sell a toilet. You seriously use, you come in the bathroom, and you pull your pants and your underwear down, and then you look in the toilet, you lift the seat up, and you look in the toilet, and you make sure there's no snakes inside there, and that the person before you flushed the toilet, and there's no pee-pee or caca on the toilet seat, and you sit down, you know, and then you shit in the toilet, you know, and then you flush the toilet, and you're done, you wipe your ass, your asshole, your little asshole, and then you flush. You flush the toilet in. Yeah, and you tell the customer, hey, you see, I sat on the toilet, I took a big shit in the toilet for you to see that this is the best toilet you can get. And I flush it again. You get all that cock-a-doodle pee-pee up. Make sure you do a nice double flush. There you go. There you go. All right, let me know what you think. I'll talk to you later.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To write message review.
Yes. This is Eddie. This is Eddie. Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm just going to show you that you're supposed to be able to come in the bathroom, and you're pulling the pants and the underwear down, and then you look in the toilet, and you have to see that. And you look at the toilet and you make sure there's no snakes inside there, and then the person will go and flush the toilet, and there's no pee-pee or caca on the toilet seat, and you sit down and you shoot the toilet, and then you flush the toilet, and you're done, you wipe your asshole, your little asshole, and then you flush. Flush the toilet.
You've pressed an incorrect key. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4. At the tone, please continue recording. At the end of your message, press 1. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
There we go. Unfortunately, she's not going to understand any of the toilet talk. It was too loud on my end. Note to self, next time we try to do a toilet voicemail or a toilet call, that we bring the volume down on the mixer so it doesn't sound so loud and it can be understood by the person we are prank calling. Now we know. And luckily it was because it was a voicemail that we could play back. And we know. That's how you learn, guys, right? That's how you learn. But at least it's going to sound to her like, you know, it is someone in the toilet, which is ridiculous. She's probably checking that right now. Damn. All right, it's 2 p.m. I am done. It's been great being here this afternoon, morning, wherever you are. I want to thank you all for supporting Madhouse and the rest of the shows on this network, as well as our affiliate stations that carry us. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Join me for our next show Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I will now leave you to your regularly scheduled prank call station rotations already in progress.